following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. There are so many reasons to send flowers this time of the year. Spring birthdays, anniversaries, and don't forget Mother's Day. Make somebody in your life feel special by sending a beautiful floral bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Listen, I've counted on it. It's delivered fresh, fast, the highest quality flowers, backed by their 100% smile guarantee. And as one of my listeners, 1-800-Flowers.com has a great offer right now just for you. This week only, order a dozen beautiful spring roses and get a half dozen six additional roses. A premium vase, too, for $29.99. That's 18 purple, pink, and peach roses. And a premium vase for over 40% off the regular price. Have it delivered tomorrow or lock in this great offer for a Mother's Day delivery. Don't wait. 1-800-Flowers.com. From your desktop or mobile device, click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, is our Tuesday co-host. And coming up today, we're going to be talking with former Kearney Bearcat and Husker Brett Maher as he gets ready to kind of return home and see if his name gets called in the NFL draft this weekend. And get into that a little bit more here in a couple of moments. That's part of our Midtown Mark Cooler question today. Also, we have got Activate Buffalo County going on this weekend from the Buffalo County Community Partners. We'll give you a little bit of information on that. Takes place with the Kearney Y, Hilltop Mall, Elk Country Golf, and a whole lot more. And we'll let you know what that's about coming up in our next segment as well. But right now, NBA playoffs continue on. And, you know, if you're up 2-0, then, wow. It's over, and if it's 1-1, how'd you not go 2-0 at home? I don't care yet.
Next time you need to send me a text message to remind me that the NBA playoffs have begun, because I am going to be a bad co-host when it comes to I don't even know who qualified.
We don't even have to talk about that. We've got the NFL schedule
that there you go.
Last week, and I wasn't paying attention. Darrell Revis, the Buccaneers and the Jets play in week one. Revis goes right back to New York in week one. I thought that was interesting. And the NFL...
Is the Revis story really a story? Or is it just the fact that it's the NFL and it was the biggest story in the NFL and that's all anybody wants to really talk about? I mean, does the Darrell Revis story just show you how big the NFL has become? Because, I mean, he's just basically... I mean, is he the best cornerback? Yes, but they're starting to prove that just having one good cornerback doesn't shut down the field as...
I think it's a decent story, and... Because you don't talk about defensive players all that often.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the biggest story, but, you know.
Because I think that when you start to look at some of the quarterbacks, the Kaepernicks, the Cam Newtons, the new style of quarterback, they're kind of starting to, you know, make that cornerback not have to come up and tackle more so often. So they're kind of, in my, you know, from what I've been, you know, they're devaluing the cornerback's position because there's more run now. If you do lock somebody down, well, someone better go tackle them, you know, where it is. And so I was just kind of stunned at all the hoopla over it. I mean, he's coming off of a rebuilt knee. You know, The guy's one of the more selfish guys in the NFL. So I was just stunned at how big of a story it kind of became. But you're starting to really realize that, wow, they fight to make stories.
Here's the one thing I kind of noticed with his press conference yesterday. And they always have him hold the jersey and say a few things. He sure didn't sell me that he wanted to be in Tampa. Not a whole lot of smiling, not a whole lot of, hey, great to be here type of talk. Kind of like, I'm going to do my best, I'll do my job, and here's where I'm playing. Which, that is not the attitude. If I'm holding a press conference, that means that's a pretty big deal. That's not the attitude I'm looking for.
You have 13 million reasons to fake it, at least for your fan base.
Yeah.
For the people that are going to at least pay your salary, you can fake it the fact that you're not happy to be in Tampa.
Also, you know, the league, they don't just draw this stuff out of a hat. Kansas City Chiefs at the Jacksonville Jaguars in the Suck Bowl on opening day. Both teams won two games last year. So
they're trying to get someone off to a better start. You know, I'm just proud that the Browns aren't in the Suck Bowl.
Oh, man. That is just good stuff. Seahawks travel across the country to play at the Panthers. We already know that. And then, you know, the Ravens could have played anybody. No, let's send them back out to Denver. Where they ripped the heart out of the Broncos.
They had no chance.
Yeah. Well, the Broncos would be favored by how much? 10?
Yeah, 13.
Yep.
Here's my question. Who wins in a fight, Rex Ryan or Buck Showalter?
Buck Showalter.
Eats him alive. I was stunned that Ryan kind of went after the Orioles like that, and then I was even more impressed with Showalter's response to Rex Ryan complaining that the Baltimore deserved the day. I definitely enjoyed that one. When Brett Maher is on, am I allowed to ask him if he's nervous to be drafted by the Browns? Because the Browns need a kicker.
Yes, they do.
I mean, is he staying up at night sweating? Because if you're picked by the Browns, that is a death sentence to your career. Am I allowed to ask him that?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I mean, hey,
sure.
You know, I'm not a full-fledged journalist.
I know, Brett, it doesn't matter where you go, but there's 31 teams that aren't named Cleveland.
Yes.
The Browns open at home against the Dolphins, so there you go. By the way.
Me and Randy.
Me and
Mr. Bushcutter.
By the way, just kind of looking Mel Kiper and ESPN, what they decided, who needs what. The teams that have to get a kicker, Detroit, I think that'd be a really cool place. Maybe
kick in doors,
take over for Jason Hansen. It'll be tough. You'll be replacing a legend. But, I mean, the Lions have the pieces to be a very good football team. You could move into a very good football team. Cleveland, no. San Diego, I'm a little surprised there. I thought Novak was still going to hold on to things there. The Kading, of course, isn't there anymore after getting injured. So San Diego. Carolina apparently needs a kicker, and so do the Houston Texans, which also wouldn't be a bad gig.
If you're a kicker, though, do you want to be thrown into the pressure cooker of a Detroit or
Every
Houston?
Every one of them is a pressure cooker.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're kicking at Cleveland, that might be the only chance for the team.
That's your only offense.
Points. Yeah. And if you're kicking it at Houston or Detroit, those might be game-winning situations.
Yeah.
Some of the other teams that Mel Kiper has put down that probably would bring a kicker in, Green Bay, to go against Mason Crosby. San Francisco, now that their Akers is gone and that whole fiasco there. Seattle, Cincinnati, the Giants, the Jets, and the Tennessee Titans. I still kind of believe, I don't know what the lifestyle would be, but it's hard for me to believe that a young man like Brett Maher, Midwest, all his life, would really want to be a New Yorker. Maybe, though, that's something that he would live up to there. None of those say Dallas, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, if he's just hoping that he doesn't go to the Browns. I think all those are nice destinations. He's got to love San Diego, the weather. Nice place. I mean, doesn't have to kick frozen footballs that often.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that would be probably a good question for him is, you know, does having your home field be indoors, is that something that you would look forward to as a kicker? 72 degrees, no wind. Or is it easier to kick? I don't know anything about kicking. I mean, I know. Do you want to kick? I mean, is it like is there like a slicer's wind? Is there a wind that is more tough? I mean,
because
they hook a football, right?
Well, yeah, they can.
Do they slice them?
Well, not as much as hooking them.
Okay.
They'd call that more of a push.
Oh, okay. There you go.
They call it more of a push.
There you go.
Unless you're left-footed.
Yeah.
Janikowski. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Will Darrell Revis make the Buccaneers a playoff team? They were 7-9 last year. 92% of you say no, Darrell Revis will not make the Buccaneers a playoff team. I just think it's such a hard schedule. I mean, when you're going up against Atlanta and New Orleans and Cam Newton and Carolina, it's tough to win games in that division. But our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, Mel Kiper has Brett Maher as the number four kicker in this year's NFL draft. Do you agree? Is that too high, too low, or just right? Some others have him at the number three slot in the draft. Kind of him and this Cantelli kid from Kansas State are back and forth. But Dustin Hopkins of Florida State and Caleb Sturgis of Florida are widely believed to be one and two. Maher was in that kicking exhibition down at Cowboys Stadium and won that competition. But I'd say that three or four spot, it seems like that would be just about right for a kicker.
Again,
don't know.
You have to start sending notes about what we're discussing. I do not know when anything about kickers has happened with the NFL.
We're going to have Maher fill you in. It's interesting because of all the success that ex-Nebraska kickers have had, whether a team would take a stab at another Nebraska kicker.
Who is the special teams coach?
At Nebraska?
Yeah.
That's the guy that coaches the special teams.
Okay. I didn't know. I mean, is there like a – do we have a guru?
Well, it used to be Dan Young back in the day who took care of all these previous kickers. The
Larson, Brown,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and Larson and those guys.
I was just asking as not a, yeah, is there a lineage? Is there a hand down?
I know Papuchas has worked with them, and I guess I have to double look, check here to see exactly. You know, Ross Ells is working with them. They don't have a guru like Dan Young used to be. But anyway, vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Is Brett Maher is the number four kicker just about right, too high, or too low? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Here's my gut feeling from all the things that I've read. I don't think Brett gets selected in the draft. And one of the questions I'll ask him, as we do a lot of the Huskers that we have on the show, when they're borderline, whether they're going to get drafted or not, if you're going to get, it is widely believed that if you're going to get drafted in the seventh round, it's just as well that you don't get drafted, because then you can control your own destiny a little bit more by picking the free agent team. You're going to get calls. Brett Maher is going to get calls. That way, maybe he has a little bit more selection. His agent has worked with former Husker kickers and a lot of kickers that are in the NFL.
I think without a doubt, if you don't, in a kicker's position, you'd much be rather to get to choose. And when you do get to that seventh round type of situation, you'd much rather get to choose maybe who needs you. You know, maybe sometimes, you know, I think Mel Kiper's list, he has teams that need a kicker, and then he has teams who are just bringing in a kicker to push another kicker. You know, you don't want to get into that situation where, oh, I got drafted by Green Bay just because Mason Crosby needs to pick it up and kick it in the pants a little bit. Yeah. I don't want to be the guy that's just being brought in to push an 8-year veteran who just needs a little light or a little fire under his butt. I don't want to go to that situation. That's just me. I want to go to some place where, you know, Dawson just retired from the Browns. I want to go to a place like that where they're bringing me in to be the number one guy.
And that's good, because with five teams listed and Maher listed as the number three or four kicker, yep, that should give him a pretty good chance to latch on somewhere.
Now, will he punt?
No. He told us that before, that is not what he could. I mean, teams will know that in a pinch he can also, you know, if somebody gets hurt, all of a sudden you don't have to go try out kickers again. Maher is capable of doing that.
So he'll kick and do field goals.
Kicking off and doing field goals.
Okay.
That's what he's concentrating on. That's what he told us previously when we last had him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Doug Duda, Damon Day, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up a little bit later on in the program. But when we come back, we're going to talk about an event going on in Kearney this weekend. It's called Activate Buffalo County, and we'll do that right after this timeout.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Hello, this is Scott for Scots. Do you think grass ever wonders what grass heaven must look like? Because if I'm a blade of grass, a Major League Baseball park would be not a shade short of heaven to me. That's why Scotts is busting our breeks happy to be the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball. Scotts firmly believes you can have that very same heavenly grass in your own lawn. For your own big league lawn, feed it with Scotts. Feed it.
Scotts is the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, oh, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Now it's time for some shop talk about Shock Top, the great Belgian-style wheat ale from Anheuser-Busch. Wednesday, the Shock Top Volkswagen delivers samples and prizes to Midtown Mart in Hastings. Customers of legal age will be treated between 3 and 4:30 Wednesday. So stop by and talk a little shop and taste a little Shock Top at Midtown Mart on West 2nd Street in Hastings for 90 Shock Topping Minutes, 3 to 4:30 Wednesday, Midtown Mart, Hastings.
You don't have to wait for your new carpet, because right now at Bruce Furniture, get $88 carpet installation in one room or your whole house. Bruce Furniture wants to keep it simple and, of course, just right for you when you buy flooring. Just pick your carpet and your pad. Then, basic installation is only $88. Enjoy savings on hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, in-stock carpets and remnants. Bruce Furniture and Flooring, downtown Kearney and Holdridge. Bruce Furniture is closing out dozens of Serta mattress sets, many at half price. The sleep experts at Bruce Furniture will find the mattress that's just right for you. But hurry, when they're gone, they're gone. Sale or no sale, this great pricing still includes free delivery and Bruce Furniture's guarantee that you will be happy with your purchase, period. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Alliance, and Hastings.
We'll see lingering cloudiness followed by a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today with a high of around 42. North winds will stay gusting 15 to 25. Tonight's skies clear out across the area with a low near 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 28.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and co-host today, Damon Day. Why? I feel like Greenberg. Why did the emails just have to target us? Doug, if Tampa Bay played Dallas and the Raiders every weekend, then they would make the playoffs with Darrelle Revis. What? Why you got to take a shot at the Cowboys? Why?
I don't think that that's very nice.
No, it's not. It's not nice. It's only April. It's too early to be slinging arrows.
I was going to say, you can taunt come September, but to ruin this fine spring afternoon with tauntings of the Cowboys can't, man.
Cowboys will make the playoffs.
Ooh!
Cowboys will make the playoffs this year.
What?
Unless there's some injuries, unless something crazy happens.
April the 23rd, I'm writing it down. I picked out my Browns today and figured, looked at the schedule of the Browns. They're not making it. They're not making the playoffs.
You do the quick work there and came up with 6-10. You're being optimistic.
Pleasantly optimistic.
You're being very,
six
very
and 10, baby. Did you see their schedule?
Well, it doesn't matter. When you're the worst team in football, everybody's going to be better than you.
They are not, historically, over the past 5 years, they're not the worst.
I know.
I think they're close.
I know. I took a
shot
there.
But I think Jacksonville's been worse.
They're not good. There's a lot of not good teams. A lot of not good teams.
For a league that prides itself on parity, it's usually top and bottom.
Yeah, there's not a lot of middle ground. That's where my Cowboys have been residing, in 8-8ville.
Exactly. There's not a lot of those middle ground teams.
Well, Holden Armstrong joins us here in the Doug and Daddy Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. He's the marketing coordinator for the Buffalo County Community Partners. We've got Activate Buffalo County going on this weekend. Holden, welcome in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You got a football team that we need to bash?
I'm probably going to get made fun of, kicked out of here. I have no team. I don't watch. I'm sorry.
That's cool. That's fine.
Dad likes the Packers. I don't know. Is that Packers, I'll go with the
cool.
Packers.
Packers. A lot of Packer fans around here. Well, let's talk about what's going on this weekend. I think a lot of folks that have been listening to ESPN Radio have kind of heard our campaign here over the last month for a variety of different angles with the Buffalo County Community Partners. But Activate Buffalo County, it has happened before, but not quite like this. Tell me what is going on this weekend.
Well, actually, it's Healthy Kids Weekend is going on this weekend, 27th, 28th. It's a partnership between a ton of organizations to try to make a huge event for Buffalo County families, you know, kids, whether you're young, old, I don't care if you're 8 or 80. That's what I said earlier. You know, come on down. Just enjoy yourself.
Folks, you can check things out on their website at activatebuffalocounty.com. We'll get that out there right away, activatebuffalocounty.com. Some things that work through the Kearney Y, but you don't have to be a member of the YMCA. You don't have to be a member at Elks Country Golf, the Hilltop Mall. You don't have to say that you've spent so much money at the Hilltop Mall, although we all do over Christmas time and the rest of the year. But tell us about, first off, I said I was going to ask you about Buffalo County Community Partners. Explain to the listeners out there what exactly that is.
Buffalo County Community Partners is a nonprofit organization that works to build a healthier Buffalo County through a number of coalitions. You know, we have our 2020 vision goal of building a healthier community. Five strategic directions in that are healthy living and active lifestyle and healthy eating, which is where Activate Buffalo County comes in. Eliminating health disparities, promoting injury-free living. You know, we work from every angle to improve the quality of life and health of Buffalo County residents.
And this weekend, it looks like we got some really cool things going on. Now, let the folks know what all is going to be going on.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be action-packed. It's going to be the Pathwalk at UNK, sponsored by Kearney Public Schools and the University of Nebraska-Kearney, from 9 to 11 on Saturday. Then we're going to have a storybook walk through Harmon Park, which is, I don't know if you've ever seen it, they have big pages from a book pasted all throughout the park, and you kind of walk along and read the story as you go. That's sponsored by Kearney Park and Rec and the Kearney Public Library. And that's from 11 to 1 at Harmon. They also have the new inclusive playground out there, Leafy Maze Inclusive Playground, that they just built. Sure. They're going to have some booths over there from 1 to 6 on Saturday. And then from 1 to 7 on Sunday, Kearney Family YMCA is going to be open to the public, free gym, free pool, free game room. So anybody can come. You don't have to be a member. You can hang out at the Y and enjoy yourself with your family. Elks Country Golf, they're having free mini rounds of golf, healthy snacks, one of those big bounce house obstacle courses, you know, for the kids to jump around in.
Oh, you said kids. That eliminates us. You're going to take Bubba out there, though.
Oh, yeah.
And try and sneak in.
Oh, yeah. Bubba loves the bounce house.
Nothing better than bouncy house.
I don't know. They didn't tell me a weight limit, so maybe you guys will be okay. You could jump in there.
I'm getting closer to that limit every day.
Waiver. And then at the Hilltop Mall at 1 o'clock, Old Navy's gonna be putting on a kids fit fashion show, and State Farm's gonna be giving out those ID kits for kids that they used to give out.
Yeah, those are great, folks. Something that those ID kits, and more that we hear about some of the weird things that go on in the world, those are really cool to have. State Farm puts that on, and that's Sunday at the Hilltop Mall. The fashion show starts at 1, and State Farm taking care of those kids' ID kits. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, we thought that was a nice way to kind of round everything out, you know, active lifestyle, healthy eating, and also kind of, you know, safety and protection and, you know, staying together.
True family event with Activate Buffalo County going on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. If folks want to get involved or participate in some or all of the weekend's activities, how do they go about doing that?
Everything is open to the public and totally free, except the Pathwalk is for pre-registered families from Kearney Public Schools. And everything else, though, you can just barge right in. We're not checking IDs or anything like that. You could be from any county, really. You could be from Lincoln. I don't care. I'll let you hang out.
Come in. Have some fun. It is this weekend. We're talking with Holden Armstrong, the marketing coordinator for Buffalo County Community Partners. Also, I see we've got the Unplug Challenge, and you're going to have prizes and things like that. Tell the folks what that involves.
Yeah, basically we have a punch card that you can go to our website and print out, or you can pick one up at any of the events, and then if you go to a certain amount of events, you know, you color in the little faces of the kids on the card, and you can be entered to win a prize. We have an active basket that we have with some different toys for the kids. YMCA is giving a birthday party gift certificate. Kearney Park and Rec has a gift basket with a gift certificate. Old Navy has a free activewear outfit. And Elks has a free junior golf entry with 6 lessons plus entry in a tournament. So some really cool prizes to try to get people to attend all the events and, you know, enjoy themselves.
I hogged all the questions, Damon. Sorry.
No, I think it's...
You got
I think
it on Bouncy House.
Hey, I think it's, you know, come out and do it. I think it's an awesome, awesome, you know, thing to get families and kids out running around and just, I mean, it's probably going to be the first nice weekend of the entire year. So, you know, come out and do it. I mean, especially take your little guy golfing.
Yeah.
Little person golfing out at the Elks.
It's well placed because May, especially for families, you're going to get into Mother's Day and graduations and high school things going on, and it's going to be real, real busy. So a great weekend. It's Activate Buffalo County. You can check out more, as Holden said, at ActivateBuffaloCounty.com. Holden, what else, anything else that you want to touch on here?
I think we've gone over it. It's a lot to pack in, I know. It's hard to say everything that's going on. One other thing, we're going to have Stormy and some of the Storm players at some of the events, the Kids on the Block Puppet Show, and Elroy the Elk, the Elk's mascot. He's kind of like an anti-drug guy. I was looking into him. So something for the kids to look forward to, maybe run into some of them along the way.
Everywhere you go, whether it's Harmon Park, up to the mall, over to the Y, out to Elks Country Golf, there's going to be something going on. That storybook walk seems like that would be just a boatload of fun from 11 to 1 going on Saturday at Harmon Park. And the inclusive playground will be there with everything that has to do with that setup. It's really going to be cool. So start your day with that on Saturday from 11 to 1. That'll take place right after the path walk finishes up. So 11 to 1 at Harmon Park. Then you can go up, check out the Kearney Y, see if that's something that the kids want to do. Maybe you take the whole crew up there.
Oh, yeah.
Which is family. I mean, there's just more than the kids there.
Yeah, adults too. Anybody, I think everybody's going to have a great time. Oh, and one other thing, we're hopefully going to be streaming it live on our website, ActivateBuffaloCounty.com. You can go on there and watch a live stream from some of the events as we move throughout the day.
Cool, you'll be able to watch your own kids. Or on the other side, watch your own parents.
Yeah.
The kids probably know how to run it more than the parents do. Well, Holden, we'll let you move on with your day. I appreciate you coming in with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully it'll be a great weekend with the Buffalo County Community Partners and Activate Buffalo County.
Thank you. I'm excited. It's going to be awesome.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Hope to see you there.
You bet. Bouncy House, look out.
There you go.
Bouncy House, Holden Armstrong, the marketing coordinator for the Buffalo County Community Partners. If you want more information, folks, sounds like a great weekend for the entire family. Go to their website at ActivateBuffaloCounty.com. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Brett Maher, and more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. There are so many reasons to send flowers this time of the year. Spring birthdays, anniversaries, and don't forget Mother's Day. Make somebody in your life feel special by sending a beautiful floral bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Listen, I've counted on it. It's delivered fresh, fast, the highest quality flowers, backed by their 100% smile guarantee. And as one of my listeners, 1-800-Flowers.com has a great offer right now just for you. This week only, order a dozen beautiful spring roses and get a half dozen 6 additional roses. A premium vase too for $29.99. That's 18 purple, pink, and peach roses. And a premium vase for over 40% off the regular price. Have it delivered tomorrow or lock in this great offer for a Mother's Day delivery. Don't wait. 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering cloudiness followed by a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today with a high of around 42. North winds will stay gusting 15 to 25. Tonight's skies clear out across the area with a low near 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 28.
Doug and Danny Show, Doug Uda, Damon Day with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Coming up in moments, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. But folks, don't forget, with April winding down, don't miss out on the great incentive rates that are included with Midway's hassle-free price at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. 2.9% financing for 72 months on every new vehicle with approved credit. How about a 2013 Chrysler Town & Country? Up to $4,200 off. And 1.9% financing for 72 months or 3.9% financing for 84 months. You can also get the 1.9% financing with approved credit for 72 months on the 2013 Ram 1500 and the 2013 Silverado 1500. And it's not all new. We know how great the pre-owned vehicles are in stock. They have quite a few low-mileage certified pre-owned vehicles in stock right now. So check them out in person or online at thinkmidway.com. It is the best website around. It shows you everything they have, every price range. If they don't have exactly what you want, you can even enter what you want, and as soon as they find that for you, they're going to alert you and let you know. It could be as simple as, I don't want a four-door, I want a two-door. I don't want it to be black, I want it to be maroon. They will take care of you. Don't want it to be automatic, don't want it to be this, don't want it to be that. They'll find it for you. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
You follow the tumor story, the tumor's corner story.
Auburn, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy poisoned the trees.
The trees are dead.
Do you think in today's modern technological society we can't have fake trees? You're telling me there's not someone somewhere that can paint a fake tree or build a fake tree?
Those are pretty big trees.
We build ships that go to the moon. We can't build a fake tree.
They're called rockets.
Rockets? Spaceships, you know. I just find that with Auburn's money and all the resources they have, that someone hasn't said, you know what? We're just going to put up replicas of them.
I don't think Auburn has a lot of money. They pay their players.
Yeah, they gave it to Cam Newton.
Oh, geez, here we go. Gene Chizik said yesterday that nothing went wrong. We just can't take his word for it?
I said this yesterday. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Now, maybe everything's not true.
Exactly.
Yeah. Auburn is dirty. They have recently been on probation. They are trying so hard, and this is what I said yesterday, they're trying so hard to keep up with Alabama. And Alabama is either feast or famine. I mean, when they were down, and now they're at the top of the world again here the last few years under Saban. But it just reminds me way too much of SMU trying to keep up with Texas and Texas A&M.
Yeah,
And they have to cheat to do it. And I believe from what, and this is, again, opinion, from what I've seen, what I've read, what's been put out there as fact, Auburn's dirty.
Man, I just hate the whole, this program's dirty, this program's not dirty. I mean, I read that there's an interesting article over the weekend on USA Today about will there become a 60-team NCAA football-only thing where the NCAA is not even going to be involved?
No.
Well, but the story made up a good point from the standpoint of you have all these institutions of higher learning, such as an Ohio State, such as a Miami, such as a, you know, I think they brought up Alabama, with such high academic integrities. You know, just huge academic institutions that names are being raked through the mud because of their football team. Now, it's a double-edged sword because obviously they've built a long time to build up those reputations, and now they're torn down because some football players got tattoos illegally. But I just think it's a bigger – I think someday within my lifetime and the NCAA will lose control of football. It'll go to – still be college football, but the NCAA will not. And I think
I just don't know how you can have college football. It'd be like these prep teams that they have in high school for basketball. I think you can.
Oh, it'd be like AAU.
It'd be minor league football.
Yes.
I don't think it would have anything to do with the colleges because you can't pay the players.
But do you think I don't?
And
think,
if you do, then I mean that's what they're talking about doing: finding a way to have minor league football for these guys, and then you'd have to pay them when they're 18.
And there's no one will watch it.
Probably not.
No one will watch it. Well, the only reason why everybody watches on Saturday in Nebraska is because it's the Huskers. If they're playing, if it's a minor league football team called the Lincoln Storm, no one's watching it. No one. I don't care if Taylor Martinez is the quarterback or whoever Rex Burkhead is the running back for this make believe minor league team. No one's watching it. But they are going to root for the state university.
Oh yeah.
But I think that it's getting to the point where it's so big to where the NCAA can't even handle it.
Because they're rooting for it a little too much.
Yeah.
They're rooting for it a little too much.
Yeah.
Hey, let's face it. The more, and you can start right down the road in Lincoln, when the Huskers are playing well, the city of Lincoln is doing well. When the Huskers aren't playing well, it would affect the economy of Lincoln. And in some cities, that's not the case. If a different sports team, maybe if you got a pro sports team or you're a bigger sports, bigger city, but it definitely affects the economy of the city of Lincoln and the state of Nebraska. Every clothing store that sells Nebraska gear can count on selling a ton of Nebraska stuff, whether it's gear, whether it's posters, whether it's pictures,
every year. I talked to our Mizuno rep who takes care of all of our shoes and wristbands and gloves and batting gloves, and he will tell you when the Huskers are down, sales are down across the board. But someone's going to run in and grab a Husker sweatshirt. Oh, I'm going to grab a pair of Mizuno running shoes. Or, you know, I'm going to run in and grab a Husker sweatshirt. I'm going to buy that secondary item. So, yeah, without a doubt, it affects the state economy. I don't think it has as big an economy in Lincoln because we still sell out. Whether throughout the rough times, we still sold out. You know, now what is it now? The Huskers are fourth? They were fourth in the recent who made the most money in the Big Ten. So they're still behind Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. Why is Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin? I believe it's Wisconsin. I'm not for sure. But why are they ahead? Because their stadiums are bigger. They're in the 100,000 range.
I can't believe they're behind Wisconsin.
Okay. Then there's a third team in there. I don't know who the third team was.
Penn State, maybe. Of course.
Yes, it was Penn State. Yeah, that's probably right. But they were talking about how the Huskers are fourth and Iowa's fifth in total monies for the article, you know, was talking about how it's just college people will support minor league. No. I mean, minor league baseball, you're not going to watch the players. You're going for the hot dog and the beer and everything else. So that's why minor league baseball honestly works because it's beautiful. It's the summertime type of thing. I don't think a minor league system made up of college players would be any good whatsoever.
Football ticket revenue was fourth.
Okay,
that's ticket revenue.
I knew it was, I had some sort of factual. I'm getting in there. I'm learning.
I'm getting closer.
Maybe I'll take a journalism next week. Next semester.
Well, you're going to have time. Sporting News. Oh, I'm so sorry. Sporting News.
You're a jerk.
Recently ranked. And I just happened to see this again on social media here from the website. They have Bo Pelini as the number six coach in the Big Ten. Hoke ahead of him, obviously. Urban Meyer, number one.
Well, I mean, based upon resumes, I'd have to say.
Is that fair?
I don't.
You can't really take that as a slap in the face, right? Because Bo hasn't won anything in the Big Ten yet. I'm guessing that's what they're looking at.
And as a coach, I always side on the side of coaches, and to rank them is unfair. But, I mean, Bo's gotten us to championship games, and has got. I mean, have we gotten over the hump? No, but you give yourself enough opportunities of knocking on the door, you're going to break through it. So I don't know where you would put him sick. I mean, why is Hoke? Why is Hoke? Because he went 12-0 with Rich Rod's team?
Maybe.
I mean, Urban Meyer, I mean, what he's done at Ohio State, he's gone 12-0, yeah, so I guess you would have to put him at the top, but also with his pedigree of Miami.
At least he's ahead of Kirk Ferentz. At least that's over with.
As a coach, you never want to be the guy who pokes fun at other coaches, but who cares because they're Division I football coaches. Kirk Ferentz is the most overrated coach I know of. You know, I mean, he's the guy who must have like five buddies at ESPN that rumor him for jobs just so he can get paid more at Iowa. Because, I mean, if you look at what Iowa's been able to accomplish, Kirk Ferentz is always re-upping because he was going to go coach somewhere, and it's like,
can't wait till he's at Cleveland.
Exactly.
Brett Maher with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with UNK baseball coach Damon Day is my co-host today. Brett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Well, we're doing great. I mean, heck, we got nothing to look for. I mean, we're going to look forward to the Bosselman this weekend at Fauner Park. What do you got going on?
Yeah, I don't have a – it should be a pretty tame weekend for me, I think.
Well, we're talking about Bo and Huskers here, which everybody always talks about. Could you tell us from your perspective, since you were there the whole Bo Pelini time, what it was like from your first year to this last year, just watching coach and maybe even your perspective or your thoughts on the way that the coaching program, especially Bo, has evolved?
Sure. You know, I would say first and foremost, I think you would be hard-pressed to find a guy that played under Coach Bo who didn't respect him and didn't enjoy the way that he coached and conducted meetings and stuff like that. I think that everyone that he has touched would genuinely tell you that that he's a player's coach and that, you know, anyone feels like he would go to bat for them. So I think that's probably the most important thing that people need to realize, whether he, you know, handles the media different than other coaches or he's a little more fired up than other coaches on the sideline and a little more animated. That's a whole nother discussion in itself, I think. But I think, I guess, especially from a player's perspective, if you can feel that way about a coach and feel like, you know, he's truly looking out for your best interests, and he's got your back no matter what, then he passes on my book, I guess, for what you want out of the coach.
Brett, Damon Day here, and obviously getting prepared for draft week and got to do all your media, but where are you right now and kind of what are you up to heading into the draft?
Yeah, I'm just finishing up this last week, working out, and I'll be, you know, back in Kearney as the plan right now, at my parents' house, just kind of hanging out and seeing how the day on Saturday goes. Obviously, it'd be great if Thursday or Friday happened, but that is, you know, kind of probably not very realistic. So we're just going to, you know, hang out and finish training, and then as soon as hopefully my name gets called, I'll be ready to go compete somewhere and hook up with the team and have an opportunity to win a job and be a starting kicker come next fall.
Husker starter Brett Maher, of course, from Kearney High, and points before that, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Listed three or four, depending on where you look, as far as kickers in the country, and you've seen some of the other guys. I guess what the story's out, Omaha World Herald put it out, talking to your agent. It's been in all the local publications in Kearney and Grand Island, Hastings as well. What are you feeling right now? What's your sense?
I feel good about where I am. And I'm sure if you talk to other guys in the country, they'd say the same thing. But I honestly, if I was in the kicking competition with anyone in the country, my age coming out this year, you would find me betting on myself every single time. And I'm just thankful to be in the spot that I'm in right now and just hopeful to get an opportunity to prove myself in a camp somewhere this summer and to make a roster next fall and make a difference for someone.
This agent deal is always a big deal, but How did you pick your agent? And it has kicker connections, has Nebraska connections. A lot of the story here that we've been reading from Rich Kuipis was about he's the agent for Justin Tucker, who was at Texas and went to Baltimore and was very successful. Did your ex-Husker boys, Kyle Larson, Alex Henry, say, hey, this is where you should go, or was this totally a different situation?
It was definitely had a group of close people that kind of helped me out through the whole process. Kyle was actually a big influence on me. He represented Kyle, and so I got to kind of shoot some things back and forth with him and kind of how his relationship was with him and how he went about doing his business and that kind of stuff. And then when I actually had a chance to get to meet him and talk to him and talk to him over the phone and stuff, he just seems like a really genuine guy who's going to work for me and do the best that he can. And his track record proves for himself. So I'm so excited with the decision that me and my family made, and I'm really excited for what the future is going to hold with us.
Talking here with the main man of Kearney and the Huskers, and Brett Maher. Going in, we've talked with him before. We talked about it earlier on the show. Going in as a place kicker and possibly kickoff duties into the NFL draft. Does it make a difference to you? We ask a lot of guys that are on the fence whether they say there'll be a late-round draft point or a free agent. Does it make a difference to you whether you're drafted or the opportunity opens up where you might get to make a choice where you go through free agency?
It doesn't make a difference, honestly. To be completely honest with you, the only thing I'm asking for coming into the fall is to get a fair shot at proving myself and to win a job. I think if I get that opportunity, I'm confident enough in my abilities and what I bring to the table where I'll just, you know, go out there and put the work in and let the chips fall where they do. But, you know, just looking for that opportunity and the right fit. Obviously, I think just as much of an ego thing as anything else, I'd like to get drafted. I think I've got a good shot at that happening, but there's definitely more opportunities out there if you don't as well, and that doesn't end up being all bad either. So I'm just looking for an opportunity to take advantage of.
Brett, as a huge, huge Cleveland Brown fan, have you ever been to Cleveland? Or have you ever thought about, has your dream ever been to be a Cleveland Brown?
Growing up, I was a Chiefs fan. So, you know, I don't know. And that franchise, I guess, is relatively new back to there. And they just have their guy go to San Francisco. So I tell you right now, I would love to go to Cleveland just to have a job, you know. And it would a nice Midwest city, be able to drive back home. You know, I think there's a lot of places in the cards that could be a possibility. So as long as I have a job in the fall, I think I'll be happy.
So kind of following up on that, and we're going with a lot of our ESPN, and if Mel Kiper says it's going to be about as good
it's
as
true.
Anybody.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
he's got five teams out there that need a kicker: Cleveland, Detroit, San Diego, Carolina, Houston. Obviously, a couple of those could put you right in a playoff mix right away. A couple of those, like Cleveland, might not. But then he throws out six or seven others, including the Jets and the Giants. Would you prefer, as you kind of said there with Cleveland, to be with one of those Midwest teams, or would you accept the challenge, I guess, of going to a New York or a, since it's not Los Angeles, I mean, just a major market, a Chicago or something like, of course, Chicago would be different, Midwest, but with New York, both guys, both teams needing a kicker, what would your thoughts be on that?
Oh, I would definitely welcome that challenge. Kind of like I said before, anywhere right now is good for me, just because of having an opportunity. You know, my primary goal is to be a starting kicker in the NFL come the fall, whether that's East Coast, West Coast, Midwest. It really doesn't make a difference to me. So I guess it's kind of a vague answer to your question, but I really would take an opportunity anywhere.
Yeah, and I get and just kind of reading a couple of the articles, you have to be vague. You can't say, God, I want to play for this team, and then have somebody else.
He can't say, God, Cleveland, don't take me. Please don't take me. He can't say that.
Well, not on the air anyway. Just another minute here with Brett Maher. If you can you tell us who you think has shown you the most interest so far?
You know, I've had like a half a dozen workouts with teams coming in here to kick me and work me out and kind of see what I have to bring to the table and to their organization. And then I've talked to a few more. I wish I could get into more details with you guys on the phone now, but, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of not how the business is working for me right now. But, you know, maybe after draft day or next week or something, when stuff is kind of settled down, we can go through and talk about it a little bit more. But, you know, I'm just excited for the opportunity. I think I've got enough good teams who need kickers that have been in contact with me. And so I think that I'll end up in a good spot. It's just a matter of getting drafted or not. So this weekend, I think, will be very exciting for me and for my family, and just to kind of figure out, you know, what the next step in the process is.
And when kids get recruited, they learn a lot of things. And when you get into this spot, I'm guessing a lot of things, especially from the business aspect. What's kind of surprised you through this whole process, if anything?
Yeah, I think probably the business side of it more than anything, just how I don't say easy it is to just have constant turnover going on within a team or a franchise. And, you know, if you don't perform to, you know, an exceptional level, not even just a mediocre level, you know, there's someone next waiting in line for you to take your job. So you've really got to stay sharp at all times and take advantage of every single opportunity that you get, because you really never know if I'm going to have the best opportunity here coming up this next fall, or, you know, down the line, coaches move from team to team, and if you made a good impression on them and now they're in a completely different city, and you can, you know, maybe hook on with them there down the road too. So, yeah, you just never know when or where or who, I guess, your next opportunity is gonna be with. So you just have to always be ready.
Brent, have you talked to any of the other senior teammates that you came out with that are going through this same draft process? Have you talked to any of those guys recently, and how are things going with them, if you have?
Yeah, things are going well. I think everyone is just kind of excited for this weekend to kind of figure out where everyone's going and, you know, how they're going to fit into the mix there. And just kind of, I guess, all the hard work is paying off since the end of the season. So just, I think, a lot of anxiety, a little bit of nerves, some happy, some sad, tons of different emotions going on in everyone right now. But I think mostly just excitement for the next opportunity.
And finally, before we let you out of here, one of the interesting points that was brought up in a couple of these articles is that you at least are used to or have kicked in cold weather, as opposed to the number one and two guys on the big board from Florida and Florida State. You think that's going to pan out in your favor?
I do, actually. I think that's the big thing that I bring to the table, is just the different weather circumstances that I've come across, and just every day in practice, you never know what you're going to get here in Lincoln. I mean, it's snowing here today, and it's going to be 70 degrees on the weekend. It's probably going to be windy. So I've, you know, kind of dealt with a little bit of everything, and so I think that really suits me well for bad weather teams, and then I guess for good weather teams as well, just because it gets easier when the weather's nicer and it's warmer and it's not as windy. And so if I can do it in, you know, in Iowa when it's 9 degrees with a 40-mile-an-hour wind, you know, I could do it on a coast somewhere where it's 65 and, you know, single-digit wind. So I think that's something that could definitely play into my advantage.
Well, I know that, as usual, there's a whole bunch of teams that we're rooting for you to go to, and only a couple of them that we don't want you to go to. So wherever it ends up, we'll catch up with you again and see how the feel is once you get things going. And, you know, I know you've got some other things going on this summer too. So you got drafting, and how about that other thing? How's that going?
It's going good. I'm excited, you know, finishing up school here this next week and get married this summer, so that'll be really exciting for Jenna and I to kind of figure out where the next step in our life is heading to. And you know, just it's an exciting time for me right now, an exciting time for my family, and I definitely appreciate all the support that you guys have given me, and that the community of Kearney has as well. So definitely don't take that for granted, and the more people I can have in my corner, the better.
Does she have a place she wants you to go to?
Yo, I think she just wants me to have a job. And so I think she'll be happy.
Any advice?
Most wives do want their husbands to have a job.
Well, Brett, we'll let you get back to work. We always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And next time we're chatting, you're going to be an NFL football player. That'll be pretty cool.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Take care. Brett Maher, former Kearney Bearcat, Nebraska Cornhusker, always gracious with his time. And Saturday will be the biggest day of his life until that day is over, and then the wedding day will take that over.
He is media savvy.
Well, that's why we work with him at a young age around
here.
He's
a media savvy individual because he could have said it. Hell no, there's no way I'm going to Cleveland. That's the kiss of death. There's no way I'm kicking by the mistake by the lake. There's no way. But he didn't.
Mark chimes into the Dent Popper inbox. He went everywhere except to say, I'd take it one day at a time in Cleveland. Good luck, Brett, from Mark.
Oh, man.
It's rough. It's rough. But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this. Of all the – we went over these teams. They need a kicker in Cleveland. I wouldn't be upset if he goes to Cleveland. I'd wish him the best. I think he'd have a great chance. Detroit, I think, would be pretty cool. San Diego, it would be what it is. Carolina, eh. Houston, awesome. That'd be awesome. Jets, no. Titans, I think you get lost there, but has a chance. Giants, no, because they're in the Dallas division. Cincinnati, that'd be cool. That's where Kyle Larson was. Seattle, they're winners. Niners, winners. Packers, winners. There's no really team on there. I mean, Pittsburgh's not on there. Washington's not on there. There's a couple others. And for you, you hate who? Denver? They're not on there.
My most hated team is the real Cleveland Browns.
Baltimore?
Yes.
So, and they're not on there either.
They were stolen.
So we got to.
They were stolen from us.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up after the break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But folks, don't forget that Bruce Furniture is closing out dozens of Serta mattress sets, many at half price. But hurry, because when they're gone, they're gone. The sleep experts at Bruce Furniture will find the mattress that is just right for you. Sale or no sale, this great pricing still includes free delivery. And Bruce Furniture's guarantee that you'll be happy with your purchase. Whether it's at Bruce Furniture in Hastings or Kearney or Alliance or Holdridge, they're going to take care of you. Maybe you don't need bedding right now. How about carpeting? You don't have to wait for your new carpet, because at Bruce Furniture, you get $88 carpet installation in one room or your whole house. Bruce Furniture wants to keep it simple and, of course, just right for you when you buy flooring. Just pick your carpet, your pad, basic installation, only $88. Plus, you can enjoy savings on hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, in-stock carpets, and remnants as well. So whether it's carpet or take advantage of their Serta mattress sale, it's going on now at Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is next.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Golic, here's the deal. You're at bat with a full count. Decision time.
You need to book a hotel room instantly.
Ooh, strike three.
No, not with La Quinta's instant hold feature.
Ball four?
Come on. With LQ Instant Hold, you can instantly hold a hotel room on your smartphone with just your phone number.
No credit card number?
No credit card number and no questions asked.
Well, that sounds like a walk-off home run.
Now you're talking.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.
Make your phone smart enough to put you in the seats of Royal Stadium. Use it to text Royals 945 to 90210, because every week we'll award a pair of Royals tickets to one of our Royals 945 entrants. Enter anytime. The giveaways continue all season while ticket supplies last. Text Royals 945 to 90210 and follow the Royals exclusively in Central Nebraska on Platte River Radio's Breeze 94.5 FM.
We'll see lingering cloudiness followed by a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today with a high of around 42. North winds will stay gusting 15 to 25. Tonight, skies clear out across the area with a low near 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Daddy Show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in a moment, but UNK baseball coach Damon Day, we always talk a little bit about the Loper baseball, and it just didn't go your way this weekend. The pitching seems to just hasn't been able to hold up. You guys are scoring runs.
Oh.
And you've got Southwest Baptist, and a 3-0 weekend against a team that is similar to you record-wise, competition-wise, MIAA. It could go either way this weekend. There's no doubt about it. It just depends. A lot of this is where maybe the heart is and where maybe the health of the team is. So 3-0 could get you a winning season, as you were telling me. So there's still a goal for this weekend. And there's an outside chance of still making the postseason. But you need a lot of help. Plus, you got to go 3-0.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we've dug our own hole. I mean, we don't have any – I mean, this is our own doing. We haven't taken care of the games that we needed to take care of and haven't been able to get over the hump or just salvage a series or you know, we had a chance to win the series at Northeast and we can't shut the door and go out and win that series, which puts us in a way better position to make a late season run. And so, you know, we just haven't really been able – we've been our own worst enemy. We haven't really gone out and gotten beaten, but we sure found a way to lose a lot of games. You know, our defense has been porous at times and our pitching staff has really been unable to hold the other team down. Well, then that puts pressure on your offense. And so, you know, when we've gotten runs, we can't stop anybody type of thing. And then, you know, so the inconsistency really just shows with having a young team, because we are very, very young. And then just kind of the whole travel schedule and the practice schedule. And, you know, we were scheduled to be outside today for practice, which we won't be again. And we were going through our coaching notes. I think we've practiced outside maybe 9 days of the entire spring season for a full out practice. And so, you know, but we got our last home series. We're going to honor four great seniors on Saturday at noon. And so we have the opportunity to finish with a winning season, and then we'll go from there. And then we'll sit down at the end of the season and evaluate what we need to do as a program to continue to make strides. We think that this was a big season for us stride-wise. From, you know, basically after 2011's graduating class, probably one of the best teams in UNK history that almost went to the College World Series. You know, people, we graduated 15 guys from that team. So last year was definitely a huge rebuilding project where some of our young guys really got their feet wet, and they've played very, very well this year. And so they're making – this has been – the future looks bright, but unfortunately going through these steps. And so, you know, we're going to sit down on Monday morning and make some evaluations on some guys. You know, we're going to have to make some roster decisions and do some things to make us more competitive and get us better in some areas that we are lacking. But we have a great weekend ahead of us. It's supposed to be beautiful weather. We're really going to go out and play hard for our seniors and see if we can't get to the winning side. And then you never know. Maybe someone starts to feel the pressure that UNK did sweep, because everybody else will play Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, maybe some people start to feel that pressure themselves, and we can get into there in that eighth or seventh spot and go from there.
How tough is it from a pitching standpoint? Because from a hitting standpoint, it always seems like you can work on it, work your way out of a slump. Everybody might be in a slump. But when you're at the end of the season and you might have some tired arms, or you've got some starters that just are injured, and so yep. you go to the younger kids when it's not time to go to the younger kids, that –
there isn't a quick fix with pitching, as it would seem to me it would be easier to do that with the hitters than it would be with the pitchers. That's got to be frustrating.
With the hitters, if he's struggling, don't swing. Bunt, push bunt, sack. You know, well, you can put a hit and run on to make him swing the bat and try to get himself going. When you're struggling as a pitcher, it just gets in your head. And when it gets in your head, everything kind of changes from there. And that's like we've told our pitchers numerous times, you have the stuff to do it. You have the ability to do it. Now you just have to go do it. And that's kind of one of those – pitching's one of those – I mean, it is a – you know, I sometimes say you need a team psychiatrist more than you need a team pitching coach, because it is such a mentality thing. It is such an ability to repeat mechanics. It's such a filter out everything else that's kind of going on, whether your arm's sore or you're sore or you're tired. It's definitely a mental battle, and that's why pitchers are, you know – the game revolves around them. You know, when we've gotten good pitching performances, we've won. I mean, that's probably the biggest differences in the MIAA to the RMAC is the pitching. We were all, since I've been here, we've been all offense. Let's just bang it. Let's see how many runs. And now you can't do that, because great good pitching stops good hitting every day of the week. And there's a lot of good pitching in the MIAA, and our guys haven't risen to that level, unfortunately, of being consistent for us.
Folks, if you get a chance, go out and check out the Lopers Friday and or Saturday up at Memorial Field. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, give us a buzz right now, and you've got a chance to knock our trivia question out of here for $25 from Troutman's Quality Meats, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Nebraska baseball today postponed to tomorrow with Kansas State. It's at 6:35. UNK softball today postponed to tomorrow, 1 o'clock at Dryden Park, with the best team in the conference right now, Fort Hays State. This weather might hold out to give us all the soccer we want. Kearney at Hastings, Kearney Catholic at Grand Island Central Catholic, Grand Island at Fremont, and Northwest at Crete. So that is some of the activity that is going on. We'll have more about the Lopers. The golf teams are playing in the MIAA. The tennis team has the players of the week on the – or excuse me, the track team has the vaulter and runner of the week. And we'll talk about all that tomorrow on our Loper Link. But right now, it is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
It's Mark.
Mark, how are you today?
Still a little tired from the weekend, Doug.
NFL draft is this week. I don't know if you knew that. Did you know that?
I heard a little something about it.
It's this weekend. Who is the last running back to be drafted number one?
Marshall Faulk.
Not Marshall Faulk. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, who was the last running back to be taken number one in the NFL draft?
I do not know, Douglas.
Try back. I'm going to switch it up. I got a couple extra questions here. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
It's Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Yes.
Here's an NFL draft question for you. This is the last number one pick to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. Who is it? I want to make sure you understand the question. You know what I'm saying here? He's the most recent number one pick to be in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame. Oh, boy. Marshall Allen.
No. No, neither one. Neither one. Not Marcus Allen. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Chance for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Who are we chatting with?
Terry.
Who is the last running back to be taken number one in the NFL draft?
Reggie Bush.
Not Reggie Bush. That's a good guess. It was not Reggie Bush. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Yeah, that's the year they took Mario Williams. Everybody kind of thought maybe it would be Reggie Bush, and the Texans took Mario Williams in 2006. Who are we chatting with?
It's Dwayne.
Dwayne. Who is... Which one did I ask you? Oh, I asked you
asked me about the guy in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Who was the last wide receiver taken number one in the NFL draft?
Oh, man, you changed on me again. Oh, number one in the NFL draft. Boy, I don't know.
Oh, sorry, Dwayne.
The guy from Zap. I'm not going to throw it out there. Thanks.
Okay, try back. 888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia to wrap up our Tuesday program here today. Who are we chatting with?
Just Ryan.
Ryan. Okay. Who was the last wide receiver taken first in the NFL draft?
About Keyshawn Johnson.
That is correct. Keyshawn Johnson, 1996, out of Southern California by the New York Jets.
Sure enough.
There you go. Hang on the line. We got a $25 gift card coming your way. Thanks.
Excellent.
All right. Let's answer the other ones. The running back question was tough. But as soon as I told Damon in the break, I said he blew out his knee, he got it right away. Kajana Carter was the last running back. Can you believe that? 1995 out of Penn State, taken by Cincinnati. And before that, you have to go back to Bo Jackson in 1986. And he didn't sign. He went to the USFL. There have only been two running backs since 86 taken number one overall. And you weren't that surprised.
No. I it seems like the great ones come out of kind of, you know, Barry Sanders wasn't a top pick or you know, oh, is there someone flashier or better? How do you equate the game to a running back? And nowadays, they just take running backs in the third. I mean, they're talking about, what, Lacy's not even going to be a first-round pick?
Yeah.
And they say he's the best? I mean, so nowadays, the way the running backs are used and it's such a passing league, I'm sure someone's going to turn it back around. I'm sure the Pittsburgh Steelers would, if they could ever get a Jerome Bettis type again, would turn it back to a ground and pound and do their thing. I think that more so you're putting your better athletes out on the edge where they are wide receivers, or some of your better athletes aren't running backs anymore, they're quarterbacks. So, and the bigger and the faster, stronger guys are tight ends and wideouts now. So, you know, and let's face it, now with wide receivers getting paid what they get paid, why do you want to go be the battering ram up the middle?
And finally, the one other question we asked, the most recent number one pick to go into the Hall of Fame, Troy Aikman of the Dallas Cowboys and UCLA. We want to thank the gang that was in on the program today. Holden Armstrong joining us from the Buffalo County Partners with the Activate going on this weekend throughout the listening area. All kinds of things. You can go to their website and check out all that's going on at ActivateBuffaloCounty.com. Also want to thank Brett Maher, who's going in the NFL this weekend, drafted or free agency. This week, time next week, he'll be in the National Football League. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to Rutgers baseball coach. We got all kinds of stuff going on tomorrow. Oklahoma State and Rutgers tomorrow, Jeffrey. It's going to be a baseball Wednesday with our Loper Link as well. We'll see you tomorrow. Damon Day, have a good weekend. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Douglas.
We'll see you, folks.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.